The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
I'm taking Xbox.
Every stupid no.
Yep,
no,
taking Xbox.
No,
already called
no,
it. Not too
no,
bad.
No.
Too
no.
bad.
I want you to alter this list first because it's stupid.
You can just skip which ones you don't like. Here, James, you can skip all. You can skip all the free. James gets
nope.
the first ones. Hey, there you go.
Nope.
Cordova.
Don't fucking. No,
Cordova
no, no.
gets Ubi Forward and the rest too because it's tiny.
Don't.
She said.
Fucking tell me what to do. There you go, dude. How about that?
Okay, that's going to be a screenshot in our story right there. Anyways, hey, hello, everyone, and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. There's a lot of game podcasts out there. I did that in reverse, and I'm late today
Jesus.
Again. So, you know what? We're just going to keep on trucking, because we got to go ahead. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is the very agitated James Brizuela. What's up?
Always fucking late. Always.
You're late, Parker. Always late. Of course. Alex Cordova's here, too. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
You're still, back.
Here we are, 23 minutes later than what we originally planned, but let's go.
It's good. I hit record
here.
2 minutes ago, so we are fine. Anyways, we are here with you guys this week to discuss a big week full of announcements. This starting with, of course, the Summer Game Fest, with the Xbox Showcase, Ubi Forward, and some rumors actually snuck their way in there too. So, without further ado, this is going to be the quick bit format for these major shows, and James has volunteered to kick us off, of course, on this
one. No, I didn't.
What happened at Summer Games Fest, James? Can you tell us?
I'm not reading that top one because it's stupid. All right, here we go. Lego Horizon Adventures is real. Coming to PS5, PC, and Nintendo Switch. Stupid. Moving on. Quidditch Champions launches this year. Also stupid. Should have just been part of Hogwarts Legacy, but here we are.
Preach, brother. Yes.
I don't know what this next one is. I'm skipping it. Civilization 7 coming to consoles. Yay, I guess. Street Fighter 6. Crossing over Fatal Fury for DLC. That one's actually kind of cool. Let's see. VR Gotham City awaits and Batman Arkham Shadow. Kind of looked pretty cool. Power Rangers gets a beat 'em up with Rita's Rewind. Nobody gives a shit. Let's see. Alan Wake 2, Night Springs DLC, Shadow Drops. Yay, I guess. I still want to play it, but I hate the first one, so I don't know.
Yeah, heard it's a big improvement, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Skate is back, finally, and console tests are coming very soon. We got to see some alpha, some pre-alpha footage. Looked pretty cool. Valorant is on its way to consoles, and I already signed up for the closed beta for that. So
really?
I'll let you guys know if I get in and how it is. I don't know what the fuck Kingdom Come Deliverance 1 is, so I really don't know what number 2 is.
Oh,
but hey, it's real.
One was a big hit, so.
Yeah, Alex, you heard of that one?
Yeah, I thought you guys were talking about
that.
Yeah,
it's a very well-known game.
You know, I'm gonna say it's not.
Well, let me look that up real quick. Go ahead, keep going.
Can you look that up, Jamie?
Yeah, let me look that up.
Look at it.
Power World. Our good friends at Power World are back. A new island is being introduced, and even more creatures or pals, if you will.
Even more ripoffs right there. Let's see.
Monster Hunter Wilds crossplay is motherfucking confirmed. So if you like the grind, you can play with all your buddies on other consoles. And Phantom Blade Zero apparently looks good in engine. Again, I don't know what that is, but
dude, that's hell the yeah. one that fuck. That's the fucking Bloodborne Sekiro looking thing that looked. Everyone was gushing over.
Yeah,
at the showcase.
Freaking out about it.
Yeah,
and yeah
that,
they actually showed real footage in it.
Right. That's why I ignored it because those games are annoying. All right, moving on.
Yeah,
Xbox,
this,
go.
This
well,
King
we're,
come
we're not talking about it. Nope. Just
well,
go.
We're talking. We're talking all. We got. We're breaking. All right. This is the format.
Nope, I don't care what your format is. Moving on. No,
I mean, it got so-so reviews. Fucking Metacritic's barely 76 out of 100. 69. Nice.
Oh, for Kingdom Come?
That Kingdom Come. It sounded familiar, but...
It has like a cult following. So it's one of those ones that the critics are kind of okay about it, but the actual like fan base seem to be losing it for it.
I remember this, the game cover. Now I know which one this is.
Okay. I was mixing this up with that one that you and Jim Moore was talking about, James. The fucking, like, what was it, The Reckoning or something that got remastered?
Kingdoms of Amalur?
Yeah, that one.
Kingdom of Amalur. Yeah, if it would have been Kingdom of Amalur, too, I would have freaked out.
Oh, James would have lost his shit, dude. I already know.
Mm-hmm. I got it mixed up with that.
Kingdom of Amalur was sick. I don't know what the hell this one is.
They have a version of it on the Switch. I've always wanted to play that game, actually.
Yeah, it probably runs like shit. So
I would say, out of all of these announcements, out of all these announcements, the only one that really confuses me is Lego Horizon. Like, I mean, how do you do that with Lego when the point of the game is to take down the robots in very unique ways, which you can't really do in a Lego game? So
I mean, it makes sense, but then it doesn't make sense. It's one of those games that no one really asked for because the game.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Because the first game had it to where you can chip away, right? Like that was the cool game. You know, the cool part of the game was like you can shoot the packs off their back. And mm-hmm. they still keep fighting, but then they can't use their fire attack or something, right? Just for example. So I get where they were going, but it's just so random because, like, the second game, when I started playing it, I turned that function off and I just made it to where when I hit them, just shit randomly falls off because I don't have the time to be chipping away at shit like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I get it what they were going for, but a lot of people were like, really? Like, Horizon's the game that you guys are going to be, like, going in on right now?
Yeah,
like
Sony? And it's weird because, like, all of the Lego franchises have been big franchises, which totally makes sense. Harry Potter, Jurassic Park,
Indiana Jones,
like, all of that makes sense. Yeah. And they're like, all right, we see what you guys like, but how about Horizon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
It was out of left field, you know? I would have taken a Lego Bloodborne game.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, give me a Lego Bloodborne, dude. Let's see it. One hit kills, just nonstop.
It was so random as hell. And it's like, is it Telltale doing it as well? The normal Lego people? I don't even know. Like, I didn't get to look it up.
I don't know. Yeah, someone look it up because I think it was a more renowned developer, but I don't know. To me, it just seems like a weird first announcement, but kind of example of like what Summer Games Fest was. It was like, did we want that? I guess that's cool, is how I felt about every single announcement in this fucking thing.
Yeah,
because I mean, honestly, Quidditch Champions as its own game, kind of meh. Like, kind of meh.
I saw the trailer, and it wasn't gameplay, right? It was just like a cinematic.
It looks kiddy and weird.
Yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't look like Hogwarts Legacy style. It looks more cartoonish to me.
So. Yeah, because Hogwarts Legacy looks fucking cool. Like, it's a great aesthetic.
So Guerrilla is actually doing it.
Oh, so they are.
Huh. So yeah, with Studio Gobo, whatever that is, but they are actually doing it themselves. So I mean, I hats off, I guess, but still.
It's weird.
Really bizarre.
Yeah, bizarre. Bizarre is the word. I think you're 100% right on that. It's fucking bizarre.
Horizon's great, but that's not a game I want to play in Lego version.
Yeah. And
it's not a game where you can just, like, lose yourself collecting stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that. I feel even with Horizon itself, even though it does have a huge following, I feel it was still a little bit too niche for this. I mean, in the sense that it was niche for a lot of people.
That's like doing a Lego Kingdom Come Deliverance too, you know?
Yeah,
who asked for this?
Kingdoms of Amalur Lego.
Shit, you would lose your shit though, wouldn't you?
I would not buy that. Not even a little bit.
I think both Horizon games too just came out at bad times because
they did.
I only played them when I have absolutely nothing else to play. Like,
same.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. The first one was a Horizon Zero Dawn.
Zero Dawn,
right? So I played it, and when I played it, I was like, man, this is really cool. I wish I would have played it earlier, right? But then, like, it came out literally around the same time as, like, Assassin's Creed Origins, fucking Super Mario Galaxy, Odyssey, and it's like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Breath of the Wild, the whole shit. Yeah,
I was like, I would much rather play those than this game.
Forbidden
West came out, like, within the couple months of Elden Ring? I think it was Elden Ring.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're 100% fucking right. They were the direct comparison. Yep.
Yeah, so just bad, like, bad months to launch in, dude, so...
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. It's a bizarre announcement, I would say. It's like a weird hype at the beginning. It's like, is that actually hype, or you just throw some shit in the wind there? But yeah, so I mean, everything looked, the whole Summer Games Fest was just like okay. Like nothing really blew my mind. I mean, Power Rangers Beat 'em Up is kind of cool because I loved the Ninja Turtles. So if it's in the same vein, I'm down. I'm down. Hey, I'm fucking down. I stopped caring about Power World. Monster Hunter Wilds is probably cool for crossplay, but I can't do it. I just can't do it.
I would have much rather preferred cross save than cross play. Like, I get what they were going for, but like, for example, Rise was stuck on the Switch for like a year and a half.
Yeah,
30 FPS.
Yep.
Yeah, and then it came out on PC, and I'm like, man, I really hope they put in cross-save because I don't want to restart an 80-hour game, and they didn't. So I would much rather play it fluid and 60 FPS and all that shit because it looked amazing, but I'm like, yeah, I'm not restarting that
game. It is $10 on the Switch right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good game, but don't get me wrong. If you give me the option to play it in next-gen format, I'm playing it in next gen format, so
yeah. Cross save would have been nice. That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, cross play is cool, I guess, if you guys want to play it together. But it's like, yeah, I would have much rather preferred cross save. And then, you know, the Power Rangers Beat 'em Up, it looks cool. I mean, it's one of those games that's like for sale. Sure, I'll pick it up.
But yeah, I'm with you on the for sale. I'm not launch buying that at all. No. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, the Street Fighter 6, like you said, looks sick with fucking Bison and Terry.
Terry? Your fucking boy's going to be in there, huh?
Yeah, but I still, like, that game was on sale for like $20, and I still haven't bought it just because I know they're going to do like a collection later that's going to have everything in it. So.
Dude, they're going to change the mechanics slightly too, so you have to buy the fucking collection.
Always,
yeah,
Street Fighter
always
does that shit.
That's Capcom right there, baby. Skate is back, though. I guess that's kind of cool. It looks like there's going to be a lot of people in one city. Like, it's a big multiplayer kind of experience, which I think is, I don't know, it sounds fun.
And, like, Valorant, too, like, when they announced it, like, I get it, but it's free already on PC, and, I mean, James, your PC's powerful enough to play it, and it's cool and all, but, like, to me, it's just a little bit too Overwatchy compared to, like, Counter-Strike, because it does have Counter-Strike-like gameplay, don't get me wrong, but some of those powers are just bullshit, dude. I just get pissed, and I'm just like, man, fuck this game, like, kind of thing. But it's, yeah, I think it's 5-on-5, 4-on-4. It's more small-based, you know, squad-based, and it's cool, but I'm not going to be rushing out to play it on consoles, you know, because it's been out for, like, a year and a half on PC, and it has a following.
It has a very dedicated following, but also, like, I feel like it's past me. Meta's already been established. Console's not going to compete with PC. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I guess it's a cool option for people that don't have PCs and stuff, but it's there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then that Phantom Blade Zero just looks wild, just because they showed actual gameplay, and I couldn't tell when it's gameplay and when it's...
Yeah, that's. I was feeling the same.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, is this just button mashing? Is it just...
Do they just have good animations? Is that it? Like, what the fuck? But, like, it looks, you know, if it seems to get good reviews, I'd be down to try it out. Like, it looks good.
But, yeah, it does. And then I'm not even going to talk about Batman Arkham Shadow, because who plays on MetaQuest 3 anyway, so...
Yeah.
I definitely heard the groans in the audience, though. That, I don't know if you guys saw the video, but it was fucking funny. Like,
no, I did not. I didn't hear the groans, but I can imagine.
Dude, I saw it on Twitter, and fucking someone was recording it, and then, like, everyone's, like, cheering. They're like, woo! And then when it said, only available on MetaQuest 3, everyone's like, oh, what the fuck? Like... So,
not even a PSVR, nothing, dude. Nope.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm good on that one, Doug.
Yeah, I'm kind of good on most of the Summer Game Fest announcements. Actually, like, they're fine. It was just fine. Like, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
But well, whatever. We'll go on to the next one because that was only showcase number one. We had three showcases and some random shit after that. So next showcase was the big dog Xbox showcase for 2024. And they kicked it off with the Modern Warfare trailer, but, you know, they went through a whole thing on that one. We'll talk about it in a bit. The real start was Doom the Dark Ages is revealed and confirmed for the PlayStation 5. So the first look at multi-platform games from Microsoft, and that game looks good. We got a State of Decay 3 CG trailer again, so we know it exists still. That's cool. Dragon Age the Veil Guard has also been revealed and had a bigger deep dive that EA did later on. Fallout 76 gets new content, and you can play as a ghoul eventually. So, there you go. StarCraft DLC gets showcased as well, but I'm still not playing StarCraft to begin with, so sorry. Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater got a full gameplay showcase, and looks pretty fucking good. A game called Flintlock Siege of Dawn drops in July, so cool. Next month, there's a new game on Game Pass. What do you know? Perfect Dark Reboot is alive. It is alive, and it is taking direct inspiration from Dishonored and Mirror's Edge. So if you're going to pivot, I think that's a good direction. Diablo 4 is getting DLC in October. We got first look at the actual gameplay and in-game engine from Fable. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle also got a really cool gameplay showcase. Avowed got a gameplay showcase too, because what the fuck? I mean, it's coming out soon anyways. Atomfall got revealed and is set for 2025, and it is basically copying Fallout. And of course, the all-digital Xbox Series X, Xbox Series X with expanded storage, and another color of the Xbox Series S are revealed. But, side note, Phil Spencer actually did confirm an Xbox handheld in a different interview. So that's interesting. He was being very coy, though. And of course, Gears of War E-Day trailer reveals the newest entry is going to be a prequel.
Good. And of good. About time.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you right there. And of course, we had a big old Call of Duty Black Ops 6 showcase, which revealed zombies, went into the multiplayer, 16 maps apparently right off the bat, and gave us some campaign stuff. So there you go. It's coming out this fall on Xbox, PC, and PlayStation 5. What are you guys' thoughts on the Xbox showcase?
I'll let James go first, dude. Go for it, James. I know he's saving it. He's saving it.
Yeah, Doom looks awesome. You know, I'm all for it. A lot of these games I could care less about. Metal Gear Solid Delta, I mean, it looks awesome. I do find it weird that it's like the old...
voice acting and shit?
Voice acting. Yeah. It's like... just pasted into a much better looking game.
It's like a worse sound file too. It's like a MIDI fucking recording and shit.
I was like, oh, that kind of.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's funny too because I was playing that game, you know, for playing through it, and then I'm like, that literally sounds exactly like what I played on the PS3. For real. Tone for tone, fucking everything, and I was like, God, fucking Konami, man, just
yeah, ugh. Yeah. They be cheap.
It was funny though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just very odd. I honestly on this list, if I'm looking at it, I'm excited about Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones, dude.
What about Diablo? I just saw that.
Diablo 4 is also going to be a good one, but. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. That game looks amazing to me, and I'm sad that it's going to be potentially only an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I can find a cheap Xbox just so I can play it.
Honestly, Series S is always cheap. So.
And Fable. That looks like really clean and really, really cool. Let's see what else.
No Gears of War, Call of Duty?
We all had the best time of our lives playing Gears of War 3 together, four-player co-op, dude.
15 years ago, yeah. and now I'm over it. Okay, I don't need it to come back. I'm good. I don't need annoying multiplayer with annoying shotgun people anymore. I'm done, dude. I'm done. But no, I mean, it's cool. Like I like that. I like what they're doing with it. And they're, you know, taking it back to a story that people actually care about instead of just throwing random characters in there and being like, hey, it's Gears of War again.
It's not Gears of War. It's Gears 5, dude, now for whatever fucking reason.
Excuse the living hell out of me.
They dropped the of war.
Yeah, Flintlock Siege of Dawn, dude. Let's go. Don't even know what that is, but let's go.
I kind
of
forgot what it was, actually.
Oh, my God.
I was like, it's coming out next fucking month. Let's put it up here.
Yeah, and in terms of what you said, friend, about the entire showcase, like, really, really, nothing got me, really, except for Doom, Dark Ages. That looks, I mean...
I'd say a few more got me, but yeah, Doom looks fantastic. Doom looks fantastic.
Indiana Jones and the Great Circle got me, but I'm sad because I might not be able to play that one. And then Doom Dark Ages, I was like, all right, that looks good. Other than that, it was fine.
What about you, Cordova? What you think? Huh?
There were some slappers here with the Doom, the Dark Ages, that fucking shield blade chainsaw.
Oh, like Captain America shit, dude.
Sick, dude. Yeah,
yeah, Captain America shit.
And then the fucking gun that, like, grinds up a skull to shoot shotgun with, like, that shit looked just...
It was
like,
also was flying like, on a dragon, too, and a mech.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and then you get into that mech from Doom Eternal that was always in the background and shit. So it looks tight. like, you know, I love Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal.
Yes.
And the Dark Ages, like, I'm there for it, whether that be on Xbox or PS5. I'm glad that they're putting it on PS5, because I would be pretty upset if I wasn't able to play this, even though I do have Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
But that, and then Metal Gear Solid Delta, you know, the gameplay, like I said, it looks cool. I was expecting that, and but it does look like a shot-for-shot remake, which is... I don't know if I'm going to pay full price for that. You know? I'm like, you know, I'll probably...
How much better is the gameplay going to be, really?
Yeah, like... no, well, that's the thing, is that it looks like the cutscenes are exactly the same from fucking the PS3 and now the recently, you know, the Legacy Collection. So it's like, I'm literally playing that game right now, so why am I going to pay for it again? Unless they add something crazy to it, right? I think one of the only new info tidbits that they dropped is like, oh, your injuries are going to be permanent now. Like, so if you get shot, you're going to have bullet scars, which is, I guess, cool, but...
So you're going to have a hard time playing the game to get to where you want to go. That's cool.
Well, no, they said when, you know, like, in the game, you cure yourself, right? Which is really funny. You can pull out a bullet with your knife and some, what the fuck is it called? Like, splints or something?
Yeah.
And slap some antibiotic on that, you're good to go. Back to full health, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they said now, when you take off Snake's shirt or whatever, you can see the scars and stuff. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, that's not adding to the gameplay, but all right, man.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I mean, Perfect Dark, I think it's, time is come and gone. People just don't care about it. It looked like whatever. It didn't look like the Perfect Dark I remember from N64.
Oh, no, like, it looked way different.
Yeah,
way
so different. I was like, all right, cool. And then the Indiana Jones thing, you know, that is definitely one I'm going to be keeping my eye on. I think, did they say it's coming to Game Pass? Because if it's Game Pass,
it's Game Pass. Game Pass, okay. Day one.
Yeah, so y'all be there day one, but I don't think I'm going to buy it unless it's like blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then Avowed, yeah. Adam Fall, yeah. And then whatever about the all digital Series X. I don't trust Microsoft, but.
I wouldn't do an all digital Series X. I mean, why? Series S is like $300, $400 cheaper. Who gives a shit? Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then, yeah, the most thing that I got hyped about was the Gears of War E-Day, just because. Don't get me wrong, it was CGI, but then later they came back and said, like, oh no, that's actually like the in-game models, which is crazy if true. I don't know, but that trailer was pretty tight, just because, you know, like I said, I've been playing ever since I got Xbox. I played 4, which was cool. 5 kind of lost me in the story department, and then it's kind of like, we care, everyone has always cared about Marcus and Dom, right?
Yeah, those are
the
OGs.
That's what we grew up on. So the fact that we're getting a prequel with them set before Gears 1 is like...
A little babyface Marcus, dude.
Yeah. He was getting his ass kicked by that Locust, which was cool. And the way that they made the Locust look there, right? Because they're all going to be... It's literally the first day that they show up, so no one's going to know what the fuck they are. So that one, I'm going to be keeping an eye on. I've always been a Gears of War fan. And then Black Ops 6 is... I'm over Call of Duty.
I'm kind of with you guys on that one. Like, honestly,
I don't have ADHD, so I'm good.
I don't have the time to fucking prestige and all that bullshit anyways. No. I mean, to me, like, I actually am going to champion Perfect Dark here because I really thought it would be way more basic. But that they're taking inspiration from Dishonored and Mirror's Edge kind of gives me hope for it. But it really doesn't feel like the OG. But it does have a shot to be something new. So that's pretty good. Everything else is kind of okay. State of Decay, I guess, will just string us along. Doom really took the cake. Like, out of everything, that's for sure. I think poor Avowed got overshadowed by Fable. Like, Fable really took the wind out of Avowed sales for me. Because they both kind of try to accomplish the same shit. But Fable looks good. Like, Fable from a gameplay, from, like, a cutscene perspective. And, like, if you play the old games, you kind of can see the direction they're going with this one. And it'd be nice to have a next-generation version of me being, like, a capitalist totalitarian king.
I was going to say, you're going to be able to get HIV in this one too, or what was it?
They give you like I think it's like herpes.
Oh, so, that's herpes, yeah. Because I remember that's how James used to pitch it to me. Is like, dude, you got to use condoms in that game.
You got to use condoms, yeah. So
if you ate too much, you'd get fat. So my wizard was all fat.
Fat STD with like, but charging these insane rent prices and getting money, baby. Getting fucking money.
It was funny, like he had like a superhero mask on and like a wizard hat, and then this fat gut. It was great.
Dude.
Because, like, I kept healing myself, so they made it extra funny, because if you keep healing yourself too much, you're consuming food to heal, and you get fat. It's amazing gameplay.
It really was. Like, the world transformed around you in Fable 2 in particular really, really well. I really am looking forward to seeing what they can do with that franchise. If they can actually, like, follow through on some of the bigger ideas they had early on. The new consoles, like, again, I don't really care. I have my Series S. This bitch is fine. It downloads games fast. I don't need any more storage. But Phil Spencer did also confirm a handheld is in the works. When he was pressed by IGN, they were just like, so are you going to be able to play, like, on the thing, or do you got to stream? Is that the only way to do it? How are you going to do it? He's like, oh, I believe it is important for you to have your games on your console. And that's it. That's where he just left it on. So I'm like, all right.
It's probably going to be a fucking cloud-based one. I thought there was rumors, too, that Xbox was going to put their app on the Steam Deck.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that one, but I know that I guess a trailer for the handheld did get leaked, but they didn't actually put it in the showcase. And from one of the other leakers, too, it says this is basically part one of part two. Gamescom is going to get the next set of announcements that were supposed to be in this. So we'll see how it goes. I'm more excited for a handheld than I would be anything else on this fucking thing. But we'll see when it comes through. Yeah, Call of Duty, man. Gears of War, though. If they nail it, if they fucking nail it, that's going to be pretty cool. So, but yeah, everything else seems fine. I don't have Game Pass anymore. I'm not going to play this game they're dropping or whatever it is. So I'll just have to buy them as they go.
Oh, you're talking about Indian Jones or what?
Yeah, Indian Jones for sure. Rocking that fucking turban, baby. Anyway.
Indian Jones and the Temple of Loom.
Oh my God, the great masala right there. That's right. Anyway, so Cordova, can you rock us with the Ubi Forward and maybe a little bit of the rumors that we got coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, of course I get fucking Ubisoft, your boys, but... So, Ubisoft also had a conference, and during that, they showed a comprehensive look at Star Wars Outlaws gameplay. Prince of Persian, is that right?
Yeah, that's Prince right, that's Prince of Persian.
Prince of Persian, Sands of Time remake, comes out in 2026. I don't know about you guys, but I know
Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. It's Prince of Persian, Sand of Time.
One single grain of sand.
It's one sand.
Yeah, one sand. I don't know about you guys, but I know there's a game called Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Yeah,
that is getting a remake. So
that's same year. It's come out the same year. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's coming out in 2026. Assassin's Creed Shadows shows off their dual protagonists in a gameplay deep dive.
Sand of Time.
Oh man, I'm surprised you got Assassin's Creed Shadows in there and just like not Assassin's Creed Shadow. So Anno 117, Pax Romana. Oh, what the? I swear to God, I don't know what the fuck you watch on this, but okay, yeah, that game got revealed, guys. So. Shut it down. Don't know what the fuck that is, but oh my God, another one. Prince of Persian, The Lost Crown, gets DLC and new items.
You know what? Thank you, autocorrect, all right? Just thank you, autocorrect. It's fine.
Avatar, The Frontiers of Pandora also gets DLC due next month. Totally forgot that game came out.
Yeah.
And then The Crew Motorfest and Skull and Bones gets updates and a roadmap. Cool for the 10 of you that are playing those games.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before I go to the rest, dude, let's get Ubisoft.
Let's get Ubisoft out of the way. Let's do it.
Frontiers of Pandora was boring. I got it for free for buying this laptop, and I played like a whole 20 minutes of it, and I was like, man, this is not for me. So I am actually very shocked. I mean, I get it because it's Avatar, and
it makes money. Franchise.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, who the fuck is playing this game enough for them to warrant a DLC ban?
But, and they did it fast, too. Real fast turnaround on this one, actually.
Yeah, did it come out earlier this year?
Yeah.
It came out in...
Last year?
No. Last year. It came out last year. Yes, because I got my... No. It was like March.
It was like February or something, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Honestly, Star Wars Outlaws looks amazing.
It looks really good. I'm surprised.
I'm all for it. Open world. I don't know how that's going to work exactly, like how... big it's gonna be, but I'm all for it.
But you're going to Mos Eisley and shit, dude. You're going all over the fucking place with this game.
And regardless of why of people like on the internet, like as they do, complaining I'm really excited for Assassin's Creed Shadows.
Bro, yes.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I like that you, it looks like you're going to have the choice. And whereas I know, I understand that they're probably going to have missions that you can only do with a stealthy girl. If I can prioritize using Yasuke, that's what I'm going to do.
I saw his combat. I'm like, oh, James is going to be doing that. He's just like going to walk up to the bases.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to be sneaky about it. I'm just going to start wrecking people. But no, that's cool. I like that they're doing that. And the combat looked amazing. To me, at least. Everyone said it looked like shit, but I was like,
what did you guys watch?
Yeah, I know. Skull and Bones, yay, I guess. Woohoo. I don't know what the hell Anno 117 Pax Ramona is. I remember like the guy talking.
And I was like,
what is this?
Is that like a ship game or something?
I think it's like a knockoff RTS or some bullshit. Yeah,
I want to say it's a knockoff Civilization. That's what it looked like.
That's what
it reminded me of.
And that's then, what it was know, going for, I think. Yeah.
I was very shocked, like the rest of the crowd, for Prince of Persian Sand of Time. We'll see how well that does when it comes out in 2026.
Well, apparently they fired the original developer, and they instead of doing a one-to-one, they're doing like a full-on up from the ground-up remake of this whole thing. So,
I mean, Xbox hasn't really done, or Ubi, or sorry, it's not Xbox. Ubisoft hasn't really done that yet.
Right? No, they haven't. Never.
And so far, the ground-up remakes have been going really well for other studios. So we'll see.
Ooh, if they can give us an RE-style remake of that quality.
Ah, okay, that's putting too much faith in Ubisoft.
Or, you know, they'll use the same fucking cutscenes again from Metal Gear whatever and then fucking go for it there. Lost Crown DLC, though, great game. So, again, I'll let you guys borrow it whenever you guys want. Just fucking take it. That's a great Metroidvania.
I want to play it, but... my heart belongs to Paper Mario.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, even I can't finish it because of that fucking game. But yeah, no, I say Lost Crown is a fantastic game. The fact that it's getting more DLC, I'm glad to see them support something that was a passion project from this team. But I'm with you, dude. Assassin's Creed Shadows looks like the best Assassin's Creed in a long fucking time. It looks really good. Let's just hope. I'm a sucker when they give me these good presentations. I buy them day one, and I feel like shit because it doesn't always deliver. Like Valhalla definitely didn't.
It's too much game.
But it's okay.
Hold on. That doesn't mean they didn't deliver. That means they over-delivered.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know what? You're right. But I would say Origins and Odyssey were more in line with what I'm looking for in Assassin's Creed. This seems like a good middle ground right here.
I think if they keep the... I mean, obviously, the dual protagonist, but make it the size of Origins, then I'm fine.
Yeah, then I'm good. Then I'm happy.
Yeah, because I can't play another game that's the size of Valhalla.
No.
Or Odyssey, because they're too big.
God, see, Odyssey took me like fucking 3 years to beat, but I still haven't beat it. It was honestly really worth it at the end of the day. It's actually a fucking amazing game, and it gets better as it goes along, but damn, does it take a long time to get along. It takes a long fucking time to get along.
50 hours in that game, and I'm still like not even. I feel like I haven't done shit.
Dude, I got like 80, and I got the DLC and shit too. So like, I've been trying to get that DLC for a fucking year.
I didn't even touch the DLC because once I got to about the 55 hour mark, and I saw that I was literally halfway through the game. I'm like, you know what? Side quests are being ignored. I'm doing just the fucking straight quest, and I did it, and I still clocked in at like 70 hours.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oh. I did that little stretch at the end too. God, that combat's so good in that fucking game, though. I really love it. I'm hoping for the best for Star Wars Outlaws. I really am. Like, what they've showed me looks amazing. We'll see when it comes out this year, right?
Yep.
Fuck. So I know you guys sound really high on Ubisoft, but I'm gonna be the bearer. I mean, not the bearer bad news, but I'm gonna rain on the parade.
Rain. Fucking do it, dude. We're not surprised at all.
I thought Assassin's Creed Shadows looked like a little bit looser, messier Ghost of Tsushima. That's just my take. Yeah. I wasn't really impressed with the gameplay too much. The traversal did look cool. But I was just after I watched it, I was like, okay, that's cool, I guess. But to me, Ghost of Tsushima is the standard, and I know that James hated the stealth in that game, but to me, that game was stealth light. Mm, like, well, I mean, you know, like you would much rather prefer to run in and just fight things, right? Which is, I get it.
Oh, that's, I mean, that's what... I 100% did that the entire game, but I did appreciate the stealth, and it wasn't that bad, but...
Yeah, so
the,
so
the fact that I got, I was given the choice, is what I'm saying here. Like, if I'm given the choice, I'm 100% not gonna do stealth.
Yeah, so, like, and that's the thing, right? Like, I was just like, all right, I mean, I was expecting a little bit more of the old school Assassin's Creed stealthing, which, I don't get me wrong, I mean, the fucking grappling hook looked cool, the fucking, you know, the girl looked cool, but when it came to the Yasuke, Yasuke fucking, yeah, when it came to his gameplay, I was like, all right, like, I'm like, that does look serviceable, but to me, I was just comparing it to the Ghost of Tsushima combat, which is absolutely, like, to me, that's just, the, like, the standard right now, and, you know, Ghost of Tsushima on the PS5 was like a whole new game. That shit was just crazy, like smooth and all that. So I'm kind of just like, I'm like, yeah, it looks cool. Of course, I love Assassin's Creed, so I'm gonna play it. But I wasn't like blown away by the gameplay, like just other people. But I was like, all right, it looks like, it doesn't look worse than Ghost of Tsushima, so hopefully it can do some things better. Which is,
yeah, I'm hoping it does something different.
Like, yeah,
different enough.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm not expecting it to be anything like Ghost of Tsushima, because I don't think there's going to be a game that could ever touch that. Like, it's weird because all these like samurai games are coming out now. Like,
yes, a lot of them actually.
Rise of Ronin and stuff. Trek to Yomi.
Trek to Yomi, Rise of Ronin, and then there's another one that I forgot.
The Neo games have been out too
even,
for a while.
Yeah,
too,
even the Yakuza game went like samurai. Oh yeah, and it's like, I think everyone's trying to capitalize on that, the popularity of it, but I don't think anyone's ever going to be able to touch how amazing Ghost of Tsushima is and was. And the simple fact that, like, Japan was like, this is a game we should have made. Yeah. Like, when you get that, like, sign-off, that's huge. And I don't think any of these other games are going to get that. So I don't think Assassin's Creed Shadows is going to try to copy it.
No.
I think it's just going to be like, hey, it's Assassin's Creed, but you can have some cool swordplay in a sense. You know how, like, it's not going to be, because you have stances and stuff and whatnot in Ghost of Tsushima, but this one's going to be like your standard stuff that Assassin's Creed does. But
yes,
this is a samurai sword. And I'm fine with that. It doesn't need to be all like fancy schmancy. Just, you know, just give us the option, and I'm completely fine with that.
It's like you know, it's an Assassin's Creed McDonald's, same thing you always get, but it's with this particular flavor of the month, and I think I like it. I think it's something I've been wanting for a while. Let's see how Assassin's Creed does it. What else you got, Cordova? Any more?
The rest we got here. You want this to be a news thing and not your observed headline, right?
No, I mean, I'm talking about your more Ubi forward takes.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like you guys said, right? Outlaws looks cool. I'm glad they're doing a game that isn't Jedi based. It's a nice little refreshing breath of air, you know?
Yes.
Leave Jedi Fallen Order series to EA and Respawn, because they are the you know, the crafting masters right now. And, you know, Prince of Persia, I'm a fan of. I still haven't played The Lost Crown, but, you know, like I said, I'll get those when it's, like, Game of the Year edition and there's nothing else to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, Ubisoft, it was all right. Like, you know, everyone does want to see more of the Star Wars Outlaws gameplay, so that's what they showed, and they showed a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So
they showed a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I was all about that. And then Assassin's Creed, those were my two standouts, so.
Real quick, the thing that kind of surprised me about Outlaws is the way in which you have your reputation, in that it's kind of similar to the Nemesis system in a way. In that, like, if you double cross like the Hutts, for instance, now you're going to be wanted by them, which I thought was really cool. And I like how all of the factions are going to be intertwined in that game. So far it looks good. You know, Ubisoft, they could just fuck it all the way up.
But true.
Right now it looks pretty cool. So I'm excited, and I feel from what they showed, they're calling it open world, but it looks like it might be open world in the same vein that the Jedi Survivor games was, in the sense that, like, you know, Alex, you can go and look at all the stuff around, but it's still kind of linear.
Yeah.
In a sense, but this one, you know, instead of, you know, force and lightsabers, which is, there's nothing wrong with that, we all like that, but now you're playing a scoundrel and you're having to focus on other or use other tactics than just wielding a lightsaber, which, again, I'm excited about because it's something different that Star Wars hasn't done yet, you know, or since what's it called? The 64 game, Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, they have the Bounty Hunter game too on the GameCube.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but you know, they haven't done this in a while and given us like a more, way more contemporary version of this type of game.
So yeah,
it looks good. I'm very impressed by it. I was already excited about it before, but after the gameplay, the new gameplay, I'm it's a day one for me.
Mm. Yeah, it looks honestly the Ubisoft formula, as much as we dog on it, for you know, something you like, I'm like, yeah, I really want to see that. I actually really want to see that. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, Cordova, give us the last three here, and then we'll talk about some other shit.
So the last three, the rest of this we got is Counter-Strike skin sells for $1 million, which is, I never understand
$1 million.
And then also Resident Evil Village is becoming Capcom's fastest selling Resident Evil game.
That's right.
No surprise there. And then Halo, the
Combat Evolved.
Yeah, that's what it is, dude. Sorry, see when I'm getting older?
Some Halo fan you are, dude.
I know.
Dude,
look at you. That's what happens when you fucking get brainwashed by that stupid TV show. They don't even call it Combat Evolved. So Halo Combat Evolved is being remade, apparently. And it will be released on the PlayStation 5, supposedly part of a trilogy remake. Sorry, my screen just went black right now. Hold on, dude. It went to sleep. Finish it, Flynn.
So Sony players can experience the earlier games. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Thanks
that's
for
it. That's the old thing. Yeah. That's so the rumor is because they're gonna have Halo on PlayStation, they want Sony players to be able to experience the story of the first three games. So they're gonna go full on, like, not just a reskin remaster. They're gonna actually remake it from the ground up. It. Yeah, Halo. So Halo 2 and Halo 3. That's the goal.
Okay, I didn't know the ground up remake. That's pretty interesting.
It's ground up. Yeah, it's not a reskin.
So they're not going to do the Master Chief Collection on PlayStation 5.
Nope. It's going to be. I'm still thinking they're probably going to do Infinite multiplayer though. To me, I think that's probably going to happen. Which, if it does, they better have fucking crossplay because that's an amazing multiplayer experience. But yeah, it looks like from what I've read, Halo Combat Evolved is going to be just a whole new. The original version, but redone with modern gameplay and all the fixings. So, yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I already have them on Xbox, so I don't think I'll be playing. But if they are full from the ground up remakes, then I may have to look at that.
So. Give it some attention. And then, of course, Resident Evil Village definitely deserves to be one of the fastest selling games in Capcom's catalog and clearly the fastest selling Resident Evil game. It hit 10 million copies in a record amount of time. And great game. We'll always sing its praises. And last week, me and James went deep on Resident Evil because there's a lot of rumors from the franchise coming out. Yep. And if they keep performing, we're going to keep seeing some good shit. So I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and on that, I don't know if you probably already read the past episode or whatever, but apparently, Alex, the Resident Evil 9 is flip-flop into open world.
Yep.
Flip flopping. Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, flip flopping about that.
Open world and delayed. That's why we're getting two years before.
So apparently they delayed it because it's flipping to open world format. But we did say, I was like, well, we trust Capcom or Resident Evil, so maybe they have a good idea. But at the same time, I'm very worried about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about
that. Yeah, I was that, like, can we just sum up the winter story, like, normally, and then you can make, like, 10 open world?
Cause,
like,
yeah.
What are you guys doing here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they have to, I hope they really deliver with that one.
Yeah, I know, I'm scared too. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. And, of course, this is going to be our absurd headline, but I figured just toss it in here. Counter-Strike skin sells for $1 million. This is the stupidest shit. It's so fucking dumb. These goddamn whales, dude.
Let's put this in a little perspective. A ultra rare, one of one, Michael Jordan card that features a cutout piece of his jersey from when the Bulls won in like '92. I want to say '93, maybe. Sold for a record $2.5 million at auction. And a Call of Duty skin sold for nearly half of that.
Well, a Counter-Strike skin.
Counter-Strike skin. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A part a part, a huge part of sports history and a skin for your gun.
Hey. Nah, I can't even expand on that. It looks fucking it's just so bad. It's really bad.
Okay, so was that image of the skin? Is that the skin that they showed?
I don't know. I didn't even look further. I just saw the thing and I'm
okay,
like,
okay, so
it's probably sparkly or some shit.
It is. It's like blue. It's like blue and sparkly, and I was like, why is this a lot of money, let alone why is this a big deal? I don't understand it. If anybody knows, please hit our socials and let us know after this episode drops, because I'm so confused.
Yeah, let us know if anybody, it's worth maybe like even like 1% of that. Like even that.
I don't know, whatever.
Is it that much of a flex, I guess? That's just what's so weird. It's like, is it a flex? Like, is that all it is?
Who's like, if you're playing against that person and then you get killed by them and it shows a kill cam, and then how many people are going to go, oh my God, that's the $1 million skin. Like,
they're probably boot his ass. They're probably just booting his ass as soon as they see it.
Imagine they're just booting him because he has it. That'd be great.
Yeah, no, that sounds like something fucking PC people.
The internet would do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's dumb. That's dumb, but you know what? We'll just go ahead and move past that. We're going to talk real quick before we head out here about our June conference winners and losers. Now, of course, there's still going to be a Nintendo Direct before the month is out, but we'll cover that the next episode, I'm sure, with whatever news that doesn't make it in here. So my winner, actually, not Diablo. I did that so incorrectly. Jesus Christ, Diablo fucking sucks with this thing. After their little monetization practice, I'm sorry, dude. Nah. So I'm gonna go. My winner is actually the Xbox conference. I liked a lot of the stuff in there. I am also an Xbox owner here, so it is nice, even though they are going third party, for sure. Like, that's actually definitely gonna happen. But Doom in particular, I think, was a standout. I have always been a boomer shooter fan since Ute, and I quite like the new Doom games a lot, to the point where even I do the knockoff games like Proteus, and they still fucking, like, somehow live up. That we're going to get a more melee-focused version of this franchise, just give it to me. Hook it to my fucking veins. Winner. Absolute winner. Loser. Jeff Keighley, man. I'm sorry, dude. E3 died for this. E3 fucking died for that whatever the show that was. It was 2 hours. That could have been done in 1 hour.
Is it really his fault, though, dude? Is it really him that killed E3?
No, dude, he fucking sucked the knife in the back of E3. It's mismanagement, too. It's mismanagement also.
Corporate sponsors overlord, Flynn.
It's called little column A, little column B, okay? Little column A, little column B.
I mean, if we're being truly honest here, it's COVID. COVID killed it. COVID, just like COVID's killing movie theaters, people are now better off, or they're now appreciating being at home and watching state of plays now and stuff like that, instead of having to go somewhere. Yeah. And that's just the way it is. That's the wave of the future. That's what killed it. And, you know, it is what it is.
It's the worst. Yeah, it's one of the worst deaths for sure of COVID, for sure. Yeah.
Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo all saw that they don't have to go pay millions of dollars to go rent a space, and they'll be like, oh, why don't we just stream it? Boom, there you go.
Get the same fucking feedback.
Millions of views on YouTube every time they do it. Yep, no sense in them doing a big E3 presentation anymore. That's what happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry, man. Jeff, I know you took over. And for a while, Summer Games Fest was really good. This year was not good. So he's going to step up. He's got to step up next year. Like, honestly. So
we all can't have bangers, when.
Yeah. And there were some losers. There were some bad E3s for sure. That was definitely the case back in the day. But we hadn't had really a truly bad Summer Games Fest, I don't think, until this year. So
I just think it was because we had that banger year of 2023 and early 2024, dude.
No, you're right. You're
right. It had to fucking slow down.
You're right. The come down was inevitable. I agree. How about you? What you got, Cordova?
Yeah, mine's the same as you. I think Xbox really, like, they showed more, and they were showing exactly what people were expecting, right? Like a new Gears of War, a new Doom, Fable, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I you know, like, they actually showed games this time, and it wasn't just fucking, you know, what the fuck is Phil Spencer over there just saying, like, we here at Xbox heard you, and you know that one shit that
no,
he
you
did,
gotta give
that,
him the White Goodman voice for sure. Yeah. That's how you do it. Yeah.
We know that you want games and shit like that. They actually showed games this time, which is cool. Excuse me. And then, the loser, I know I put Sony, but that was just because last month they did have their State of Play that was an absolute fucking, like, just sleeper. Like, I snoozed through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Me and James talked about it last week. It's a fucking disaster, honestly.
It was... And this time, they could have saved something for Game Fest, and what they saved was Lego Horizon. So, yeah. Sony just didn't bring anything to the table. I mean, the past couple months, actually, which is... I don't know. So, to me, in my eyes, they kind of lost. I mean, it's bad when Ubisoft actually upstages you, so...
It is, because they give you the predictable shit.
Yeah,
every exactly. year. Every fucking year. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's me.
How about you, James? What you got?
Mine's a little bit more specific, because I don't want to give Xbox a win. my winner is a billboard that showed all the studios that were shut down. Just a reminder of all the people that lost their jobs so all these games could be made. You know, we talked about that for a long time, and I'm sad that that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that put that up, kudos to you,
yeah.
sir, or ma'am, or non-binary folk, whoever did it, good job.
Many bottoms died to give us this information.
Yes. And then the loser is me and everyone else who won't be able to play Indian Jones. If it's an Xbox exclusive, I want to reiterate that game looks awesome. To me, it looks like a first-person shooter, Uncharted, with better puzzles and more fisticuffs, and I'm hoping, really, really hoping that it's going to come to PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because it looks really good, and it's a big franchise. This is the first of its kind like this, and I really hope they have the foresight to put it on multiple consoles. Well, you know, PlayStation. We know the Switch can't handle a game like that. But anyway.
Zing. Yeah. Switch 2, maybe? Switch 2?
I don't know.
Yeah, Machine Games are really good, though. I think they're good developers, but, so let's see.
It looks awesome, and I'm very sad. That and Fable are the games that would make me consider finding, like, maybe a potentially used and or refurbished Xbox to play.
Oh, yeah. Get a Series S for, like, $200. I'm telling you.
We'll see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to top this off with whatever we are playing. So, mine actually hasn't changed from last week, but I'm going to just update up my progress anyways. Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door. Actually, no, it's true. Last week, I beat Super Mario RPG, and man, was that fun. Oh, dude, I'll lend it over to you. Yeah. Whenever we see each other, just remind me. Literally, I will give you the cart. Because, God, that's how you do a fucking remake. Solid remake, but man, am I... You can see when you go to Thousand Year Door from Paper Mario how the franchise evolved. And the writing is just top-notch in Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. And the mechanics are really fine-tuned. It looks amazing. I cannot believe this shit was on the GameCube. Like, for real? And I've looked at the comparison. It's very close. So, Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. I'm going to play after we're done here and try to progress a little bit more. But, man, that is a banger for sure. Maybe a Game of the Year contender. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually bought the Anniversary Edition of Skyrim Upgrade. It was on sale. I had a couple points. And it adds a shit ton of quests and new stuff. I didn't realize. I was looking at Reddit, and they're just like, oh, no, if you get that version of it, if you can, apparently all the Creation Club content just gets dumped in there, and it's a lot of new markers and quests. So when I don't feel like thinking, which is me playing Super Mario, then I'll just play Skyrim to just stick around and lose some time, and it's never been better. So portable Skyrim, I'll always vouch for it. It's really, really fun. Anniversary Edition upgrade, very cheap, and Nintendo's still doing their weird fucking sale they're doing right now, so if you want to pick it up on the go, now's the time.
Wait, what's the weird sale?
They have their spring some whatever sale. It's like a huge fucking sale they're doing
right
now.
Where they take off $5 off their $60 games, is that the sale?
They're taking $20 off their $50 games, that's what they're doing.
Look out for them.
Yeah, okay. No, it's actually, I thought their third parties are really fucking cheap. Like, you can get the Bethesda games for like $2. Like,
oh,
it's
shit.
Yeah, it's big. The Skyrim, I had to pounce on that one. I always like more content for it. Cordova, what you playing? Because I know it's different than me and James.
I posted this about this on my Instagram just because this game has been a big part of my life for the past 10 years. And a lot of us walked away from it after a couple years. And then we came back. And then we walked away from it again. And then we came back. So, Destiny 2, The Final Shape, they released the final big DLC, like, wrapping up the entire saga, and it is really, I believe, what I saw today is it's actually the highest rated Metacritic game of 2024 right now. So,
oh, shit. Okay.
It's not just me. A lot of people are like, you know, this is what Destiny should have been the last couple DLCs. And they wrapped it up in a very Avengers Endgames type of story. The story actually makes sense, which was refreshing as hell. I cannot stress that enough. And it's not longer the days of just like random ass cards of telling you the story where you have to read it. Like, they actually have a coherent story and all that stuff. And the gameplay of the new class where you can mix and match classes just like makes it feel fresh and like it doesn't constrain you. So it's really cool. I mean, like me, my brother, I mean, I'm sorry, not my brother, my brother-in-law, my sister, my son, Carla, like my cousin Jake, they all bought it just because it gives you an intro mission to play. And like, just based off that intro mission, they were like, holy shit, like they haven't played it in like a year. Hmm. So they're already back in it. And you know, like I posted on my post, Destiny 1 that we played back in 2014, like I distinctly remember we were talking about it back in the day, like, dude, how are they going to make this a 10-year story? Because that's what Bungie was always saying, is like, oh, this is the 10-year story, we're going to wrap it up, blah, 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 right? And here we are 10 years later, and through the ups and downs, they actually did deliver, you know.
Just like a real story.
Yeah. So, and don't get me wrong, you know, I think it was what, originally, it wasn't even Bungie, actually. It was Activision that was fucking everything up. So, yeah. So Activision was the one that wanted Bungie to release a Destiny 3, I think, every, like, on the third year.
Mm-hmm.
And once Bungie split from Activision is when Bungie had control and they started re-changing the game to the way they wanted, right? And don't get me wrong, it did take, what, Destiny 2 came out in 2017. It took them about 4 years to get it into a like an actual fun state where you don't feel like you're wasting your time doing one raid a week and then having to sit. So so now they made it to where, you know, a big thing that me and James always talked about back in the day was the fact that like we played hours on hours, we got the raid gear, and then a stupid DLC will come out and that like the raid gear is obsoleted, and now that the blue gear that drops from the next campaign mission is better than your raid gear, right? So
damn.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore to where you can just literally take that blue gear, absorb it into your raid gear and keep all the perks and shit. So it's really cool. I'm still in it. I'm not even scratching the surface. Like, I barely beat the campaign mission, and then what blew everyone's mind that not a lot of people know is that back in the day, the raid for Destinies are like, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the day one raid races that people, the streamers do. And dude, it was Friday. It was this past Friday. There was streamers that were streaming for 36 hours straight because the raid took the longest in Destiny history.
Really?
It took them 22 hours to beat. The first team did not beat that raid in 22 hours.
Jesus.
So, but what was crazy is that everyone went to sleep on Friday because it starts at 10 a.m. It didn't get beat until like fucking 8 a.m. the next morning on Saturday. Mm. And then sure enough, when we woke up, the team that beat the raid unlocks a new mission for everyone.
Oh.
So that mission is not only the ending of the saga, but it's a 12-man activity. Destiny has always been maxed out at 6 people. So the fact that you were able to go in there with a whole nother 6 people is just total chaos. It's fucking awesome. Like, yeah, it was crazy that everyone, like, all crusty-eyed woke up and was like, what the fuck is this? And they'd launch into it and... Okay. Yeah, it was awesome. So
they gave you an exclamation point at the end of this fucking drive, didn't they?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay. It was awesome. People that haven't played Destiny and fucking streamers that haven't touched it since fucking 3 DLCs ago are coming back. It's like it was the highest rated game on Twitch, most streams at like 500,000 on Friday, I think, during the raid race. So
it's the WrestleMania 40 of fucking Destiny, right?
Almost.
You're finishing your story, dude. Yeah, story.
Yeah, The Undertaker came out. You know, mm-hmm. It was cool. But yeah, that's what I've been playing. I've been balls deep in it. I'm still going to be playing it because I haven't even scratched the surface. So
Nice.
All right. I can't let you borrow that, though. Sorry.
That's fine. It's fine, dude. You can still use Prince of Persia. It's all good, dude. Take all my fucking physical Switch games.
Destiny came out in 2014. Last DLC came out in 2016. So... took about 3 years and the game still wasn't fixed. Destiny 2 came out in 2017, and this most recent DLC is 7 years later, and it's finally in a good place.
Yep.
This, my friends, is why people like me walked away. I don't have the patience.
You played Forsaken with me for a while. What was that? 2018, no?
Well, whatever, dude. All right, it's not paying. That's the point, dude. I walk away.
Yeah, I got punched in the nose for sitting my face in other people's business.
I couldn't be patient, and I couldn't put faith in the game anymore, and I was like, I'm out. But, you know, that's good. That's cool. Like, a lot of people are talking about it. So, you know, hats off to them for taking 7 years to fix their second entry. Mm-hmm. We'll see how long it takes them doing the third one. But, you know, whatever.
Stupid marathon. If they even fix it. Or if they even do a third one with that stupid marathon coming. But I digress. Mm.
What are you playing, James?
I'm playing Paper Mario, The Final Shape. No, Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door. It's everything you said, everything we said last week. It's absolutely my favorite entry in that franchise. It's even better now. Please, people, go play it, because as Sven said, and as I said the writing last week, the writing is fantastic.
Yeah,
it's a very definitely. Funny game. It's a very heartwarming game. It just goes back to the old school Paper Mario RPG combat, because as I said last week again, the combat for the new one was dog shit. So this is everything that's good about the Paper Mario series, but cleaned up and more contemporary, and it's just a great game. So I'm stuck on it. The time that I do have to play in between work and dogs and everything else, that's what I'm playing. I haven't been able to put it down, just because it's just fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say it's formatted very, very well too. Like the whole different like world you go to, and like the combat's really snappy. Like honestly, I'm a noob to the Paper Mario. Really compare. I was always a Mario RPG, Mario Luigi guy. So now seeing it like in this, it's great. But yeah, so we'll be back in a couple of weeks, guys, because I'm sure Nintendo's gonna do their fucking direct towards the end of the month, because they are always trying to be a little different. And then whatever other game fall happens from there, a lot of leaks are happening. We didn't report on them today because it's very Game Fest focused, but I assure you a bunch of shit's leaking, and we're going to talk about it in the next couple of weeks. Damn. So until then, this has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. You can find me alternatively on the Horrible People's Podcast. We are doing Alex Webster's birthday month. James was just on for Daybreakers. Just covered Twister. I'm writing the next episode, and it's going to be Remake versus OG of Oldboy. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
You guys do that and you don't even ask me to be on that one?
Oh, I'm not done writing it yet. Shit. We want to be on it? Just let me know.
Daybreakers is great and all, but are you fucking kidding me?
Wow. Oh, boy. We might hear.
No, you know what?
You might have
you know
James what? On there. We might. We'll see.
You know what? I don't want to be on it because I refuse to watch the Spike Lee version of that movie.
Honestly, that's why I have to watch the Spike Lee version. I got to compare it.
Never mind. I don't want to be a part of that.
I'm just saying, because you're going to have to watch two movies, James. You're going to have to watch two fucking movies. And one that's good and one that's going to be different. So anyways,
I love Old Boy to the core of me. I took Natalie to the re-release.
Oh, the Frida one, that shit was good.
So yeah, I refuse to watch that, so I'm out.
All right,
for those reasons, I'm out.
Well, I am forced to watch Spike Lee's Old Boy, and I will tell you guys all about that on the show in the next couple weeks. Anyways, so that's me, Anthony Fuentes. James, where can people find you?
You can also find me on the Horrible People's Network as part of the Turning Tables podcast. I play a barbarian in a live D&D play campaign. Please go listen to it. It's a lot of fun. We have a ton of fun recording it and doing it and all that stuff. So go follow us on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. And also, I have a solo podcast that I'm finally getting back to. I now have a webcam, and I've recorded two episodes to be put on YouTube, so be on the lookout for that. It's called the Retired Mosher Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod, and same thing, Retired Mosher Podcast on YouTube. We'll be launching very, very soon, probably right after this drops, maybe? But yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the webcam fit videos are a side project we cannot publicly disclose on this podcast, but if you want to get James some extra money, just ask.
For my fans only.
Oh my god. Fuck, I don't do one episode and I come back and people have OnlyFans.
No. I said this is fans for my only. Fans only. Okay? Yeah. I never said OnlyFans. Yeah. I said go watch the videos. They're for my fans only.
People gotta pay rent. Anyways, jeez. Cordova, where can we find you?
Man, I'm on Instagram on Big Bang Cordova. I fell off the Fortnite lagging because my kids leave me in the dust and don't wait for me. But yeah,
that's the most dad sentence you ever said in this fucking
podcast. Yeah, you know, I'm just like, yeah, I want to play with you guys, and then they'll next thing you know, I don't play like 3 days, and they're already level 50. So I'm like, man, never mind.
Fuck them kids. That's right.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna go play games on my own time. So yeah, I'm there. I recently posted about Destiny. I'll probably post up some more clips just to show some gameplay of how it looks nowadays compared to fucking 2014, 2017, or whatever. It's funny, James, is FYI, I still have that raid video of me and you and Ramirai beating the first raid boss. And Nate was all, I showed Nate, and he was just like, he's like, why aren't you guys using your supers? And I'm like, well, you had to remember, dude, back then there was only a couple supers. And he's like,
oh, yeah, dude.
And he was like, he was all looking, he's like, why do you guys have ammo for your primary weapons? And I'm like, you got to understand, dude, it's a different game back then. And he's like, it sounds extremely limited. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you don't even know, kid.
Vanilla Destiny, dude. Welcome to it.
I don't know why. Yeah. You sound very Randy Marsh right now when you say this shit. Like, you kind of have a little Randy Marsh in your voice.
Yeah, when I walked away, I'm like, I'm not an artard.
He's like, It was a different game, Sharon. You just don't get it.
that's good. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, fuck. Put that shit up. That'd be a great one right there. Anyways, that's NPC. Check back in a couple of weeks. We'll see what the leaks and Nintendo and all the good shit saying. So, peace.
Later. Peace.